The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie same game parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
This hour is brought to you by Xfinity. Get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity X5.
Live from State Street and the old National Bank Studio, this is Waddle and Sylvie. See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Or listen to the ESPN Chicago app, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
This is WMVP, WSHE HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Things. Usually it's parts to a Big Cat time at this time.
He's got a scratchy voice.
Yeah, Big Cat texted us last night saying that the football season has finally caught up to him. He was left without a voice and that he would check back with us in the morning and that he was drinking a ton of tea and his own coffee, of course. But he was doing a lot of tea and then we made some tea jokes.
Listen, I bought his coffee, Stella Blue coffee. Yeah. Maybe he should buy some of my tea bags.
Will you do it for him?
I mean,
are you saying you want a tea bag, Big Cat?
That's what I said. There were a lot of jokes.
No, I said like I bought his coffee. I'd like to return the favor and maybe sell him some tea bags.
So he checked back in the morning. He said, "Can't do it. Sylvie would kill me." And I said, look, your voice, I don't care if your voice is shot as long as your phone line's clear. So I'd be like, you could come on the air if your phone line's clear and your voice is shot. That's good with me. And he said, no, he's like, he'd rather wait it out. So I believe the plan is for Thursday at 3 for Barstool Big Cat is the initial plan. So he will be on this week, usually now 4 o'clock. RJ Curcio and the Curcio Law Offices always bring you Barstool Big Cat, and we'll do that on Thursday.
We should send him something. Make him feel better. We should send him something.
You just bought his coffee. Isn't that enough?
I did.
What do we need to send him?
I don't know. We should send him
some
a care package.
You think some...
we should send him something.
That backfired on us when we did that several years ago. Should we send... Like, what kind of care package should we send
him? I don't know, but he's like been... He's been really good with his time with us.
No, I know that. He's a good friend.
He is.
I don't think he was feeling under the weather. It was just laryngitis. Okay. But we could send him something. Yeah. What would you like to send him?
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Okay.
Maybe some cough drops.
Ludens? Is that one of the?
Those are the ones that, like are they
like candy?
Smith Brothers? Like, remember the Smith Brothers cough drops? It wasn't even like, I'd even fake a cough.
Right.
Mom, I have a sore throat.
In third grade,
yes.
The cherry kind?
Of course, yeah. Smith Brothers.
Those were so good.
Yeah. I don't think there was a scintilla of medicinal help in them.
Well, were the Smith Brothers like kind of a gummy quality as well? There was some that were like kind of gummy-ish.
Those I don't remember.
They were very cherry-ish.
Yes, but they were hard.
There was a hard kind, and then there was another brand that was a gum. Not quite as squishy as gummy, but they had a soft texture as well.
Those I don't remember. So must have been shopping in the rich section for the car.
You're gonna outpour me again.
No. That's what you were doing. I remember, though, like, it's, if you would say, I got a sore throat, and your mom would hand you a Halls,
you'd be like, this tastes like medicine.
Yeah, give me some of those Smith Brothers over there.
312-332-3776. So, Big Cat will join us probably on Thursday at 3. Team USA did win, if you're getting into your car. They did outlast Iran 1-0. It was very, very close, and there it got very interesting late. They had a few chances late to tie that game, and a draw would not have been good for the U.S.
No,
they would not have advanced.
Yes, it would have eliminated us.
Yes. And now, but the other story is, Pulisic has gone to the hospital after he scored in this game, and they're calling it an abdominal injury.
There's a picture of him cheering from his hospital bed.
So how do you interpret that? He's cheering, but he's in a hospital bed. That's no good. He's got to play on Saturday. We need him. Saturday, Netherlands, 9 a.m. start.
You know what
Chicago
we say?
Time.
Tape an aspirin to it.
He's got a few days here.
Yeah, I know.
He's got a few days. We'll get to some Bears conversation coming up. 312-332-3776. Don't forget also Cody's Public House Friday. Bears-Packers conversation. It's Miller time. The Nissan Titan Street team will be with us as well. It's in Lakeview. So we have a rare city appearance and show, 2 to 6, Waddle and me. Cody's Public House in Lakeview, 2 to 6 this Friday.
We'll get you set for Bears-Packers and Netherlands,
oh, that's
U.S.
Right. We should have.
By the way, I have early odds. Opening odds, the U.S. is plus 370. Netherlands are minus 125. The draw is plus 240.
Well, so, no draw.
Yeah, that's I saw that too. Right? It confused me.
It would be a draw in the sense that if you're wagering,
gambling, yes,
you're gambling on right. it going to right. extra time.
If that would be in regulation time, if it ends up 1-1 or 2-2 in regulation time, and you bet on that, that would be plus 240.
Are we deciding this thing in penalty kicks then?
Correct.
Because it's knockout.
If no team is up after the or into extra time, you could go to penalties.
What are we doing? 120?
Well, don't you go 10 and 10? Do you go 10 and 10?
No. So you go 90, and then Sylvie's right. It's 15 and 15, two halves for extra time. Where
so
if a team team scores an extra time,
when are we doing this podcast, Mellor?
When it.
We should
probably bust it out tomorrow.
6:05. You guys have got to go upstairs and tape it.
That's fine.
Yes, it could be decided on the knockout stage, which the U.S. is now participating in, final 16 teams. It could come down to penalties between us and the Netherlands. So,
and then that's when everyone bitches that a World Cup game should not be decided by penalties.
Oh, I will be in that bitching group.
I tell you what, get ready. That'll be a whole Monday.
Yes. We're going to light them up.
Yeah.
All right, let me take some calls, and then I got some good, juicy Aaron Rodgers sound for you, both about the game and from a former teammate of his that was going around the internet yesterday. Have you heard that, by the way?
I have not.
Oh, no. Good. Dan in Lamont, you're on ESPN 1000. Thanks for your patience, Dan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Good. I'm looking at this from a long-term perspective, and we got a lot of young talent on this team. I believe that these performances are going to have a ripple effect. They're going to be super valuable in the European market, move to some bigger clubs. Even Christian Pulisic has been struggling to get minutes. And I think this is going to have a major impact on the World Cup in 26.
Yeah, that's what Mellor was saying, that's the one that you kind of circle, right? Mellor, isn't that what you said?
Well, yeah, it's critical because it'll take place here. It's a multiple continents, but U.S., Canada, and Mexico put in a bid. They won. They were awarded the 26th World Cup. And most of the games will be taking place in America. And I believe the final is also going to be in the U.S. So if they can, when you're playing at home, you have a huge advantage. And so they're going to have a talented team. To the previous caller's point, a lot of young players. They're one of the youngest teams in this World Cup. So hopefully the thought process would be a lot of these players will still be on this team in 26 when they're at home.
Mike and Elgin, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mikey? Mike?
Best call we've had today.
Yeah, Mike is the one who said he saw a TV hit of me and he wanted to talk some Bears.
So tell me about it.
I don't know. I wasn't on TV unless he's talking about I was on KJM today for Giving Tuesday. I was talking about the V Foundation today with KJM. I had a doctor's appointment, too, that went very well.
Excellent.
At Lake Forest Hospital, Northwestern.
Best news of the day there.
Yes, very good.
I'm assuming that's what he was talking about.
Maybe he saw the graphic of me.
I think he saw the graphic.
So, and like I always say, it's very important to pay it forward and to continue to raise money for charities like the V Foundation. We've talked, Waddle, for 15 years as a show. You and I, whether it's during the All-Star break or on a Giving Tuesday like this, for the V Foundation to raise money, and we've certainly been through a lot as a radio station. I mentioned today on KJM, whether it was JD who lost his battle, whether it was JD's wife who lost her battle, whether it was Fred Huebner who was successful in his battle, but Fred's wife who lost her battle, whether it was Matt Haller, who was a salesperson at ESPN 1000, who lost his battle to stomach cancer. We have been through so much. Listeners who have battled, who go to chemo, and then they listen to our show and they tell us, they take their mind off of their battle and listen to us. And then eventually it came to me. Like, I was the person, after all these years of talking about raising money for the V Foundation, that who would have ever thought that all these years of raising money that it would benefit me, that I was on an immunotherapy drug that who knows if it would have even existed if the V Foundation wouldn't have put all the science to use to put it for a cancer that I had in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I'm now 2.5 years I've been in remission. So it's critical.
Absolutely.
That we continue to...
The resources have been used in a very educational fashion, which has enhanced the treatment that I'm sure many people are benefiting from today.
And 10 years from now, it's going to be even greater, and the advancements that we've made. And in 20 years from now, maybe there are forms of cancer that we eventually solve. And maybe 20 years from now, we cure cancer, you know, and then we never have to worry about it again. There will be a day when they will cure cancer. And with all the advancements that we make medically because of the V Foundation and other great causes and research, it's why it's so important. If you could spare $1, $5 to one of your favorite charities today.
Today's the day to do it.
Today's the day to do it.
Every day's the day to do it,
of course,
but we're focusing on it today.
Yes. So it was an honor to talk about it today with KJM.
Did you talk any football with him as well?
I did a little bit about Fields. They asked me the question. Should the Bears shut down Justin Fields? I said, absolutely not.
How did they respond?
Well, there wasn't a lot of time at the end. I said it was a...
Heartbreak at 52.
It was a minute left. Sylvie, should they shut down Justin Fields? And I said, absolutely not. I said, you know, there's a chance he may play against the Packers. I said, the smart move is probably them not playing him. And giving him that full bye week, and then it's 3 to 4 weeks of him not playing, then probably remaking the offense to yet another level, and them advancing it to another stage, and him coming back fully healthy for the final four games of the year, and seeing where they can take this offense to another level before his third year in the league.
That was 72 seconds, so the last 12 seconds of that presentation was completely...
It was a hard out. Yeah.
Damn it. I love the cut of your jib, as they say, though. I agree with all of that. Listen, let's get him back out there. I have no interest in shutting him down for the rest of the year. As long as the doctors give him the thumbs up, let's go try to create a little bit more progress.
Danny asked me the question. It's what we were going to lead with, and then we got into the nut job stories and everything like that because of the Pulisic hit. What's the combo that you're rooting for most? Bears-Packers. Like, is it Fields against Rodgers? Is it, if you're a Bears fan, is it Simeon against Rodgers? Because you don't want Fields to play in this game. You know, there are probably some Bears fans who don't because you want them to be smart. Like, there's a part of me that wants Fields to sit another week, and then there's the meathead part of me that does want him to be cleared.
What if the doctors say to you tomorrow he's 100% cleared?
If he's God's honestly 100% clear.
He's clear.
And he is not compensating with the shoulder.
Not going to affect the way he plays the game.
With he throws, or he's not putting himself in harm's way with running the football and can't protect himself, then I'm cool with him playing.
As would I.
Maybe if it wasn't that, but this isn't the meathead part of me. Let's say this were the Jets. Or this were, give me another team.
Bills. If they had the Bills on the schedule this Sunday instead of...
Bills are still an interesting draw.
The New Orleans Saints.
Then I would say no.
But
there's the meathead in me that I want to see Fields Rodgers. I want my Super Bowl.
A 4-8 team versus a 3-9 team. Welcome to Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, for Super Bowl, whatever number
right.
it is.
And if someone said maybe it's Super Bowl, it's the Super Bowl movement. It's extremely meatheadish. It's admittedly meatheadish.
I get what you're saying, because I too, whenever Justin Fields is on the field, I am so much more interested in what the Bears are doing. Like this past Sunday with Simeon. Like, you know, it was hard to keep my attention. I had it on, but there was certainly other distractions for me. But the one thing I'll say is what you laid out, though, earlier, Sylvie, during crosstalk with Carmen Yerk, the idea of having the second overall pick now for me as a Bears fan. And what you can do in building your franchise is so enticing. And with Justin Fields on the field on Sunday, it's much easier to envision a win.
Yes,
and
I know.
And I think because if you don't have the second or third pick, you're not going to be able to trade it for a boatload of picks. It's only when the quarterback is in play and teams want to move up. So I want to see Justin Fields play, but I really think what's better for this organization is them losing games from here on
out. What about a 40-30-something win like the Eagles did last week, and they rushed for all those yards, and he's making plays like Jalen Hurts.
Well, as bad as our defense has been, there's a chance that it can be even worse, because who knows whether or not Gordon and Brisker will be available again this week, and obviously Eddie Jackson's on IR. You've got Darnell Mooney on IR. There's a good chance you lost Riley Reiff. Larry Borum is possibly going to be out as well.
But that's a good thing.
Unless Larry they Borum ask you to be, a good thing. unless they ask you to play right tackle, then we're in trouble.
I want to see Leatherwood. They're paying him $6 million. They claimed him. He's a former first round pick.
The player?
That was maybe a yeah.
Okay.
Don't you? I mean, he's on the damn roster. Isn't it about time?
I just thought it was funny, you know, as we are in an immature state here.
He is our guy, Leather, over there. We established that in the 3 o'clock hour.
I got to tell you, too, like, I want to see, as a football fan, I can buy what you're saying about Fields. Like, look, if there's any question at all, just sit over here because, like, what's the difference? Like, I want you to get experience.
That's a smart
thing. You're going to get 4 weeks after the bye. The bye,
there's
this time in the bye, you can spend extra class study with your coaches. You guys just talk about brainstorm how you're going to tweak the offense in the final month of the season. I want to see Jordan Love play.
Well, see, I don't. See, the worst,
I do.
Here's the worst possible scenario. The worst possible scenario is no Justin Fields, because, first of all, it's not interesting for us. Like, any interest sucks. Tuning in for Trevor Siemian is boring. Our defense sucks. There's no Darnell Mooney. Herbert's out. And then if Jordan Love comes into the game and he starts slinging it, and then Packer fans start gaining confidence that they've got any sort of a future, that's going
to
suck.
Don't be scared. I mean, by a dog, as Stacey likes to say.
Look, I'm conditioned to be scared. My life over the last 25 years has been, hey, we're handing the baton to the next guy.
Well, you told me for weeks that there's no chance that Jordan Love's any good, so what are you afraid of?
I know, but still.
Maybe this is the ultimate. Did you see a little crack in the door right there as you peered through on Sunday night or whatever night it was, and you saw Jordan Love actually look somewhat competent, albeit in a 2-minute drive?
He had a little more swagger than I thought he was going to have.
But this could be the
he had a little swagger to his game.
This could be the ultimate okie doke where you as the rival to the Packers.
Oh,
your terrible defense. You let Justin Love throw 4 or 5 touchdowns on you. All of a sudden, the Packers prematurely trade away Aaron Rodgers because they're like, we've got the next guy.
Okay.
Did we sandbag the Jets, too, with Mike White? Or is it just that we're going to give up 4 touchdowns to whoever's quarterback out there?
Yeah, we don't care about Mike White.
Listen, again, as a football fan, I want to see Jordan Love. I want to see if he can play.
Do you want to hear this? First of all, here's Aaron Rodgers.
He's going to play.
Pat McAfee show. This is what he says.
Well, we're not eliminated. I got good news with the scans yesterday, so I plan on playing this week.
Hell yeah.
You're still playing in the NFL? You're still playing?
I know. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Wow. Hey, okay. Aaron Rodgers playing this weekend. Yeah. Mr. Bears.
That selfish son of a you-know-what is not going to pass up an opportunity against our defense.
No question. Not just that, but he doesn't want to give Jordan Love the opportunity to go out there and possibly do something good.
He could throw for 400 yards against our defense.
Do you know what's probably the most eye-raising or, you know, eyebrow-raising part of this whole thing is? Is he said to you, we're not eliminated yet. They're 4-8.
I know, but some of the
I get
some
it. I'm just saying, like, that is 2022 in the NFC. That is your theme. At 4-8, the Green Bay Packers.
Half the teams are 4 wins or worse. Aren't they in the NFL? How many teams?
In the entire NFL. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think you're close.
4 or worse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How many are 4 wins or worse in the NFL?
I think 14, so almost.
Almost
I think 14.
Half. Think about that.
Well, how many? Four wins or less, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, there's 14 teams with four wins or less.
Think about
that. That's my point, is when Aaron Rodgers is sitting there, it's like, hey, we're 4-8. We haven't been eliminated yet, so I'm going to be out there slinging it against that Bears defense.
I got the Bears. Here's a Deshaun Kizer. This was going around. This was from, which podcast is this from? The Brenneman Show?
The Brenneman Show.
Is this what Tom's doing these days?
No, I guess there's some dude named Adam Brenneman.
Adam Brenneman did a show with Deshaun Kizer from Notre Dame, who, remember, was a second-round draft pick of the Green... What was it? Cleveland at first? Who was he drafted
by? Yeah, I believe the Browns drafted him first. And then
is that the way it went?
He played for both the Browns and Packers. I thought it was the Browns.
Which way he went, but he ended up going to the Packers.
I'll Google him.
Well, was he drafted by the Packers and then traded to Cleveland or vice versa?
I thought it was Cleveland.
The Browns who drafted him and the Packers. He
was traded to them.
I thought so.
Okay, whichever the case was.
Did go to Notre Dame.
When he went to Green Bay... he tells the story on one of his first conversations that he had with Aaron Rodgers. Listen to this, Waddle. You ready for some deep
stuff?
I'm
ready for this. Let's do this.
Shut the door, and the first thing that comes out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth was, "Do you believe in 9/11?" What? Do I believe in 9/11? Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't I? He was like, "You should read up on that." Okay. Now we start learning about the playbook and stuff. I'm like, wow, like I don't know where this is going. But what it ended up being was just like a real thought experiment where he wanted me to go back and, you know, look into some of the conspiracies around it and provoke a lot of great conversation, and we really bonded over that. And, you know, we started sharing some books and talking about some other things and got into history and business and finance.
You have any other conspiracy theories?
Inner Earth, moon landing,
the moon. Oh, he's probably got some crazy theories on the moon.
Reptile
landing.
People. Y'all are laughing. Go do your research. I'm telling you. Go do your research. Yeah, I might have to take you guys to Agartha. I'm telling you. Do your research. You guys are laughing. This isn't. It sounds like jokes.
Reptile people.
Sounds like Deshaun Kizer has been converted.
Aaron Rodgers convert. Reptile people, Waddle. Have you heard of the dog people,
not.
Too?
The what?
Has Abdallah talked about the dog people?
I don't know.
Half dog, half people?
Never seen that.
This is...
Show me an example of it.
I've heard the conspiracy people talk about it.
If I can't see it, then I don't believe it.
Deshaun Kizer and Aaron Rodgers talking about all these conspiracy theories.
Not my thing.
That's the Green Bay Packers quarterback.
Didn't you know that there was it was unique, to say the least, up there?
I didn't know it was that unique. Did you?
No.
I mean, it's probably better than defrauding a state of millions of dollars, but...
They've had a couple of
Hall of Famers?
Couple of doozies. Wow.
But Hall of Famer quarterbacks... And then, off the field, interesting.
Off the field, interesting to say the least.
On the field, they can sling it. Off the field, woo, not sure. Not sure what that's all about on either front.
No. So that was the Brenneman Show.
Yeah.
From that. Some sort of show, that's for sure. 312-332-3776 if you want to react.
Sounds like Deshaun Kizer's part of the group now.
That believes in some of that stuff. Rodgers has brainwashed him. What do you want to see this weekend? Do you want Justin to play? You want Justin against Rodgers? You want Fields on the shelf? Do you want to see Jordan Love? What do you want to see in this weekend's Bears game? Also, we've got some holiday parody songs. Waddle wants to give you a pep talk. Would you rather coming up? Send in your Would You Rather entries. Hashtag it WS Would You Rather. It's all coming up, and Courtney Cronin will give us a Bears update at 5.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, I'm going to take some of these calls here in a minute. Cody's Lakeview coming up on Friday. We'll be there. Also, we've got a rare all-hands-on-deck appearance on Thursday. looking at me funny. When do you remember ever an appearance where, like, the entire station is at? We're going to be at Binney's Lincoln Park on Thursday, 6 till, I think it's like 8:30, 8:30.
Whenever they shut the lights out.
Yeah. Binney's Lincoln Park with Few Whiskey.
I think we're going to shock the world with regard to our barrel.
So we made our barrel selections. We picked our barrel selections when we went there in Evanston back in when October, and we graded the ones that we liked. Waddle said one was spicy, another one was extra spicy, another one was even spicier,
and one was actually effing spicy.
Effing spicy, yeah. And we picked them. And you guys will taste them, sample them, and then we'll blindly select which ones you like best.
And shockingly, your presentation to the entire group was, I wanted this one, but Waddle wanted that one, so I went with what Waddle wanted to do. And I looked at you and go, I can't tell the difference between any of these, so pick one. Were you laying the foundation of the groundwork for us finishing last so that you could point the finger at me?
Absolutely.
Is that what you were doing?
100%.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
100%. We are not big. We're like, that's not our number one. Right.
It's not our thing.
We're not big whiskey snobs.
No.
We don't have the refined palate for whiskey yet.
We're talented.
Few was teaching us.
Listen,
are Team USA.
I'm just going to say, to draw an analogy to the World Cup action going on, we may not be Brazil. We may not be Spain.
Right. We may score a goal and get kicked in the nuts.
We're a frisky U.S. team is what we are.
That's a good point. So that's on Thursday at Binney's. It's starting at 6. Bleck and Abdallah will be broadcasting from there. Cap and Hoodie will be there. Carmen Yurka will be there. Waddle and I will be there. The station will be there. So come on out on Thursday. It's going to be a super busy week. And then we'll be at Cody's with Miller Lite on Friday to broadcast the show. What would you like to tell the people? As we wind down,
Get your stuff straight. Like, listen,
holiday parody.
This is not like this ain't new. This is nothing new. We appreciate everybody's participation. We encourage it. There's some fine prizes as well, including a Mandalorian pinball machine that's worth about 7 G's. So there's swag to be had.
Swag to be had.
So, like, you know, I would just say, come on, let's go. I know we always start slow and we build momentum and we end it with a flourish. But one of these times, my concern is it's going to start slow, it's going to stay slow, and it's going to end slow. Don't make us cancel this contest going forward.
I always joke with Waddle. Waddle, you always worry about this. You always say the entries aren't good this year. Has this jumped the shark?
Yeah.
This has been going for like 15 years. We've had some great entries. Some of the like Courtney could not believe some of the great entries that we've
played her the Bear Sleigh Ride.
We even played her one that we didn't even think was that good from this year, and she's like, "That was really good." The Aaron Rodgers song that we got earlier.
Yeah.
We have the Aaron Rodgers
we
song?
We do. That's from
an example.
Jason Koenig, and I agree with her. I thought that was solid. This is
he needed Aaron Rodgers. A clincher. He needed bring it home better.
It's to the tune of Silent Night.
Ayahuasca, Panchakarma, COVID toe, immunize. Rogers a dirty bum, nobody likes.
It's true.
Everyone else's fault, wheezy waves by.
Right.
Number 12 will have 5 wins. We love to see his skills slide.
It's that last line. Right. It's like
he needs to bring it home.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a good a cappella song. No music, no production, just short lines.
Short and sweet, and every lyric made sense. It was like a good shot, and the last 5 seconds just didn't bring it home.
It's like going on a road trip and running out of gas.
That
2 miles.
Breath got him, I think. You know, he does I think that's what threw him off a little bit to bring it home.
So if he could go back into the lab and finish that song.
We just played the Deshaun Kizer story.
Sure.
That's new information. Maybe Jason Koenig goes ahead and uses that. Conspiracy theories, 9/11.
Sure. Right.
Bring it home, Jason.
Right. Bring it home. So enter at ESPNParody.com. We got a couple of new ones as well.
We do.
Get your entries in. Waddle wants the good entries. Come Where on. Is everybody with the good entries yeah. here?
Do you want the bad ones? Do you want the bad ones?
I don't want any more bad okay. ones. We've had a few bad ones.
Let's set the bar at a higher level.
And so this is from Joe Tomasek. We played Joe Tomasek yesterday. Remember, he was disappointed that we didn't play this song yet. And so he took it personally. Well, Joe got his wish.
Okay, this was this bad, though?
No, this was solid. I was just waiting for an opportunity to play it. And Joe didn't like us waiting, apparently. Well, don't worry. This is to the tune of Mary Did You Know. It's called Tommy's Fungus Toes.
Tommy's Fungus Toes, if they're exposed, evacuate the station. Tommy's Fungus Toes, the stench they make, could kill off all creation. Tommy's Toes, the nails are long and thick as a brick wall. If he ever chose to cut them, he would need a circular saw. Tommy's Fungus Toes, who knows how big the yellow fungi will grow. Tommy's Fungus Toes could make big bucks in a freaky circus sideshow. Tommy's Toes, come see the famous dinosaur foot man and the biggest toe jam football on ESPN.
That was better than his first one. What was his first one?
I like the irony of the first one, of playing my song. I mean, it was another cute one. It was another cute one with good personality.
It's good. Was that the one last year was Justin Did You Know or something like that? Wasn't that the same
that was,
tune?
Yes. Well, that was the winner.
Right.
That was the winner.
It was to that song.
To that Mary song.
Did yeah. you know. Correct, yes. So there you go, Joe. You got your song. Okay. Play. Hope you're happy.
Was that the best one of the day?
No.
Okay,
no.
good. All right.
Were you just appeasing him? Were you just appeasing
no,
him by playing
it? No, it was always on my list of songs to play.
You just didn't play fast enough listen. For him.
All right, I'm going to give
Everyone
you...
Everyone is very impatient.
Yes, they are. Okay.
Including us.
Yes.
Well, no, I'm not impatient. Just don't bring me crap. How about that? I'll sit here and be very patient for a quality meal.
Do you want
if you make me wait and then you serve me bad food, what do you want me to do?
Do you
pay
want
you double?
Can I give you a good song and also bring you crap in the process?
Please do.
All right, because it doesn't feel like the holiday parody song has begun until we receive our annual entry from Danny White and Doug Banks.
Oh! He's not so salty anymore.
Oh, he's
because
salty.
It is wide open for him to claim because he's usually fantastic.
It is wide open for him to finish second or third again this year.
Absolutely. Touché.
Am I right? Am I right?
So this is from Danny White and Doug Banks. This is Borum and Sylvie's Sleigh Ride of Poo.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Larry, you good, bro?
Yeah, man, I'm good. I just got to take a shit.
Well, you want us to call a timeout or what?
Nah, I think it's just a gas bubble popping up.
Oh, no.
Just feel that stomach rumbling, rum-tum bubbling, too. I shouldn't have finished that third bowl of Campbell's Chunky Beef Stew. Now my colitis is flaring, can we please just run off the clock? Before this rectal confetti explodes out the back of my jaw.
It's coming out, creeping out, seeping out, oh no, I'm feeling the flow.
And my uniform pants are the color of blow.
And now Fox and Amazon and TMZ will see my fecal wedgie.
I'll just blame it on dirt, that'll work, and throw away these dirty undies.
My cheeks are chafed and patchy, gonna need some Desitin cream. Next time I'll leave my gutter, check my crack with a bunch of TP. Let's take that road to State Street and pick up a mark or two. I heard St. Schlereth and Sylvie are both thumping in their pants too. There's an evil gurgle brewing in the studio, and it's slowly leaking out of Sylvie's booty hole.
He should call up your Kozak's roommate to power wash his can. There's a reason they call him Skidmore Silverman.
a fully melted Baby Ruth between his cheeks, and a Jackson Pollock painting in his boxer briefs. I think this dude's about to make Peggy Kaczynski spew. What's the point of manscaping and swallowing blue chew? When you walk in the room and your sack girl smells at homemade, just see Mark follow the lead of his lovely wife, Ellie.
Oh, boy.
But instead of crapping the sheets, he soils like your small jockeys. Crapping the sheets, he soils like your small jockeys.
Crapping the sheets, he soils like your small jockeys.
Excuse me. Yeah, by the way. They're not extra small. They're Calvin Klein schmediums.
New leader in a clubhouse.
They always bring it strong.
All you got to do is make fart sounds, production. And immediately you're going to get high marks from me.
Yeah.
Well done.
They're my silver medalist right now.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, you know he doesn't like this humor.
Yep. You know it.
Yeah. So you immediately, for him, you immediately eliminate yourself from the gold medal stand.
I don't want to see them, though, at our party and get second again. He brings his mom there, and then he's so upset.
Wouldn't it be apropos if they get upset. Number two? Oh. Wouldn't it be apropos if they get number two in the standings?
ESPNParody.com. Now we're getting somewhere, all right?
Now you've answered the call. Bar has been set at a different level.
And don't forget the holiday party, the Waddle and Sylvie holiday party, where all the finalists will perform and get prizes as well. The grand prize winner will get the Mandalorian pinball machine. I was told yesterday, pinball machine will be in the house that day.
Oh, nice.
Q-Bar. Q-Bar in Darien is where we're going to be. Come one, come all. That's where we're going to be for the holiday party. 8109 South Cass Avenue. It's for December 16th. I know people on Twitch have been wondering where it's going to be. We'd love all the Twitchers, all the fans of the show. We'd love to see you there for our holiday party. It will be our last big event of the year. So we'd love
basically a concert.
Yeah,
it's a concert.
Concert. I mean, like, it's not just the holiday parody song concert, but we're going to have all of our holiday festivities there. Celebrate the holidays together. So that's December 16th. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite, Toyota, American Sale, Granite Peak Ski Resort, Amaze Light Festival, 19 Crimes Wine, and Country Thunder.
By the way, my buddy Phil Vogel has chimed in and says, Tommy's fungus toes was very solid because it's true.
He's right.
Yeah.
It is.
Not only was it funny and well written, but it's true.
Yes. All right. Would you rather coming up next?
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olsen here.
This is Stacey Keach.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Dick Enberg. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
That's right. Would you rather? Every Tuesday, you send them in using the hashtag WS Would You Rather. Send them via Twitter. We got a Lou Malnati's gift card on the line. Did you hear Cap said he took frozen Lou Malnati's on vacation to Florida?
Did not know that. He packed it up and took it with him?
Yeah, they put him in like dry ice or something like that.
Not a bad idea.
Soda approved?
Don't know.
Say it with me now. Lou Malnati's.
Maybe that's where he got the idea of putting Justin on ice, too, for the rest of the season.
Is that what they were talking about?
Wasn't it?
For good?
Monday they were. I didn't hear today.
Really?
I was debating with Cap via Twitter about Vooch.
By the way,
why don't you guys just text each other?
I meant text. Oh. Did I say Twitter?
Yeah.
A text. I said to him, would you rather, like, is this a good would you rather? Like, would you rather, you have one trade to keep. You could be the Cubs, and you could have Quintana for the deal that you gave up for Quintana, or you could be the Bulls, and you can have Vooch for the deal you gave up for Vooch. Which deal would you rather
rescind? Go back on? Is that what you're saying?
Or like, which was the better deal is what I was debating with Cap. So,
oh, man. Cease. It's so Cease and Eloy. Like, you want them back. Am I right?
You want them back, but my point was Quintana did way more for the Cubs than Vooch has done for the Bulls. And also, he says that they gave up those prospects, which they were good prospects. Don't forget, the Bulls may end up giving two lottery picks and Wendell, who was a lottery pick, for a player who's not even worthy of that package. What you can get for three lottery picks these days, think about some of the stars you could get for three lottery picks these days.
Well, it can't get you Rudy Gobert. That costs you six, I think, right?
That's true.
No, I see your point, though. But I think CC, yeah. Because the one thing is they're lottery protected. So if somehow, some way the Bulls were, not lottery protected, but top four protected, right?
But didn't Quintana win a playoff game for the Cubs in 2017?
Yes.
He won a playoff game against Washington, if I got that right.
What role did Vooch play in their one win against the Bucks this past offseason?
He was actually, wasn't he? He was good in that game, though, wasn't he? The one they
there
won.
There you go. Back to you, sir. So they each were responsible for a win.
Created. They're not created equal. Pitching in a playoff series versus playing in a first round NBA series.
I would probably still say that the Quintana deal made more sense. And you can live with that one a little bit more. I know what Mel is saying, though, but like...
Like, you're talking about a potential ace here in Cease.
That's true. What did he finish second in
Cy Young Award? Yeah. And, you know, hopefully for the White Sox, a long career ahead of him.
That's why we got to do a podcast. Not me and you this time. Cap and I. We're going to get together and debate it. All right, go ahead.
What's it going to be called?
F-U, no F-U.
Thank you.
You named it, right? Did you name it?
Of course I did. All right, so speaking of the White Sox, this one comes from Joe Kelly. Probably not the same Joe Kelly, but...
No, I think it is. I think it is. He's got extra time on his hands these days.
That's a good point. He wants to know, would you rather score a World Cup goal to send your team to the round of 16, but also get injured in the process and miss the next game?
Oh.
We don't know yet, Pulisic. We don't know if he's going to miss, but it's an interesting point. Or would you rather have someone else on your team score that goal and you are healthy and ready for the next game?
Yeah, I got no problem with somebody else scoring the goal. I don't have to be selfish,
and still,
pig.
And you still
I still
win?
Can help. Yeah, we and won, and yeah. I'm going to help contribute.
That one. Yes.
By the way.
I don't want to be the hero and in a hospital bed and miss the next game. Even when, like, you as long as you're advancing, who cares?
Survive. By the way, I think it was unfair of Pat Boyle for the text he sent.
What did he just send?
He sent earlier, soccer Sylvie's passion is almost as impressive as Stanley Cup Sylvie.
Yeah, I didn't take that as a bad thing. I'm a huge bandwagon guy.
I think that the word front runner was, or bandwagon, yes, was erased from that, from Pat, though. I think the connotation there was unfair. I do.
Well, would you rather have somebody who is here for the party?
No, I'm supporting you. I'm saying I thought that...
Or would you rather have someone who doesn't want to be there for the party?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, I'm not the biggest soccer guy, but no. When there's a party...
I'm there.
I want to learn.
Yes.
I want to learn. How are you going to grow the sport?
Don't you think there was a little bit of a shot sent across the bow there about a Stanley Cup, Sylvie? Like, look, we can... We show up for important hockey events.
Oh, well, we're here for every hockey event.
Right.
But yeah.
I just thought it was a little unfair shot across the bow at you. That's all I'm saying. I was actually supporting you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's next?
Ben Knight wants to know, boys, would you rather be the janitor at a strip club or the janitor in a prison?
Well, the first one. That's not even debatable.
Right.
Aren't you getting someone's breaking your broomstick and
shanking
you? Yeah, and you're
gonna get shanked.
You're gonna be shanked if you're not a prisoner. I don't know.
You seen any good prison shows lately? I mean, come on, like you got a chance.
Do they have janitors in a
good point? Good question.
In a prison, or are the prisoners the janitors?
Probably. I don't know, but being inside a prison, you are around violent lawbreakers.
Yes.
I'm not so sure you're going to be in the similar situation at the gentleman's club.
You don't think they respect you walking around with a mop?
I just don't want to be around convicted felons who are doing hard time for horrible crimes.
Tom, to the champagne room. We got a messy situation on the couch.
I'll be right there,
Tom,
boss.
Tom, we got a messy situation on the couch again.
There's a chance I may need a tetanus shot, but I may not get killed, right?
Tom, to the makeup room. We have more glitter all over the floor.
I'll be right there, boss. Again, a chance that I may need an antibiotic, but probably won't have a stay in the infirmary. For a shank job.
Do you have another one? Who came
I'm
up with
happy
that
to go clean up the gentleman's club situation over here if it means I don't have to go to the correctional facility to go clean up that mess.
Which is next? Which one's next?
All right. This comes from Potential 84. Would you rather have a Sylvie-esque shart once per week indefinitely or have an unexpected Blue Chew-esque erection once per week that lasted 30 minutes?
Yeah, you just get messy.
Yeah. which one did you choose?
My life. Yeah? Yes. I don't want all of a sudden I'm just like standing in line at the bank and boing.
Why not?
I'm excited to be here.
Listen, it's human.
Yeah, when you're 12, it's a human thing.
Or if you're 50, what's the difference?
No.
It doesn't make you a bad guy. Makes you human.
Doesn't make you a bad guy if you gamble and you lose.
True, but unless the erection escalates, I guess is the safest way to say it.
What if you're in the health club and you're on the treadmill?
Then I get off the treadmill and I go into the men's room and put a towel over myself.
You just start speaking loudly. Man, I love running so much.
It excites me. Yeah, I mean, like, look, I...
Everybody loves the gym. Does everybody love the gym like I do?
Apparently not. Posers. You don't love running like I love running.
Give that guy the...
Like Ron Burgundy, which is great.
They call it yogging.
Yogging.
All right, would you rather? Give him the Lou Malnati's gift card. Courtney Cronin's going to join us with the latest Bears information, including... Eddie Jackson, what does his future look like with the latest injury? And what does she think about Justin Fields this weekend? Will he sit for another week or will he play against the Packers? That's next.